Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I am so excited to be here with Garrett. We are flipping the mic, friends. I was just on his podcast. So was Chad. These are amazing conversations. I want you to go over to his work and subscribe, rate and review. You know how much that supports all of us trying to get our content out there to other educators. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And also a special shout out to those of you listening on Teach Better Talk podcast. Let's get into this conversation. Hey everyone, thanks for being here bright and early this morning. My name is Ray and we have a wonderful guest that if you have not added him to your PLN, this is going to be a good day. Garrett, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling really good, Ray, and thank you so much for having me on your podcast because obviously for me, it's flipping the script. It's nice to not be driving the ship this time.
I am so honored to be flipping the mic on you because you interview educators seemingly for a living. I know you do a lot with the Gardens Foundation, but specifically the What is Smart podcast is a great spot. For those of you listening, a part of our Teach Better community, you're going to see a lot of familiar faces. Garrett, I think you are a wonderful interviewer. I have to tell you, you are a really good guy to go back and forth with on the podcast. You have a great balance with your guests. And the questions are top notch. I really, really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. I think being an educator, like kind of at my root, at my soul, although I do a lot more than in the classroom, still in the classroom sometimes, but you know, when you're passionate about things, it helps to drive a conversation in that love, you know what I mean? So it's definitely a labor of love and it's definitely for me and my foundation research. You know, to learn a little bit more about what guests think smart is. It's such a subjective question.
I love that that is the ending question of every single episode. Friends, you have to go listen to that, but there's also a lot you're going to want to connect with during this episode. Garrett, before we get too far in, let's talk about who you are. What is your role in education? What brings you to this crazy field? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'll do the very short version. I have three businesses in education. The first is a for-profit business that has 13 schools called Creative Gardens. We're preschools that deliver a refined, personalized learning model to kids, you know, anywhere between infant all the way through to school age. I also own a AI tech company called EdStart that builds AI-assisted products for educators to make you guys, your time, you know, be able to manage your time better and to get back some more time. And then, because I'm, you know, wasn't busy enough, have the Gardens Foundation to actually inform and affect policy on the ground level. Our first study is with Johns Hopkins University, and it's all about how it's called Global Pathways, and it's all about how we assess kids across the world globally, thinking about, you know, what a future learner profile from high school backwards will look like for a kid that needs to be successful 20 years from now. Education has just been an obsession of mine. It was kind of driven through a terrible experience in high school when I lost my dad. It became very disconnected. And because of that disconnection, I looked outside the box, became a Montessori educator, taught in a Montessori classroom for many years. But it was always thinking, how do we make this experience even more broad for learners so that we can truly meet their needs? And so I've created the Creative Gardens curriculum designed to be broad, to leverage the best of pedagogy to really deliver an experience that's super personal to kiddos.
I love the work you're doing in so many different for so many different reasons, one of which is really your passion for mastery learning and wanting students to fully understand concepts regardless of the age. I know you work at a very young age group, which I have to tell you, that would be my least favorite thing. So I'm so glad somebody can do it. But we have a lot of educators here in our Teach Better family that focus on mastery at all different grade levels, all different subject areas. And sometimes those lower grade levels, the pre-K, the kindergarten, wonder what that looks like. Wonder if it's possible. And it has to look different than a high school senior English class or a sixth grade science class. I mean, that is important for educators to understand. What are your thoughts on that concept alone?
Yeah, I think overall, the core kind of metacognition is still there. Things like co-created learning, things like provocations, things like displaying your knowledge or competency in ways that are meaningful to you as a learner. All of those things are still there, except what we're doing at an early education level is building the foundational skills for children to be curious. The other side of that is to allow for children to be self-aware. I think it's just so important to celebrate who we are and how we learn, and ultimately what we're not good at. Through self-awareness and through building those skills, you know, rather than giving children the answers to everything, I always tell parents, the best thing you can do for your young child is to walk in the woods with them, embracing their mindset. What is this thing growing out of the ground? Why is it green? What is this blue stuff in the air? You know, and those questions ultimately start to build the critical thinking, the logic, the executive functioning that then allows for mastery learning later on. Because I think true mastery, and I was talking to Chad about this as well too, is through curiosity, is through actually having an interest in what we're learning. And so at the young child level, even at the infant level, to provide an environment that's exploratory, that is awe-inspiring, that allows for moments of wonder, and then empower our educators to deliver that wonder on the ground through experience, that's how we show up when it comes to building ultimately that foundation for mastery learning. And we're always learning, right? Part of what we're doing in the foundation is mapping backwards from the high school profile. So we're thinking about what, you know, a lot of the teachers that are on this, you know, that view this content, you know, we're thinking about how your learners need to be so that we can craft that from a very early experience. I hope that makes sense. I'm super nerdy about all of this, but that's definitely how it shows up, right?
I love it, friends. If you have not been convinced to be a community member with Garrett yet, you are, we have a
come
lot
on over.
Come, but come on over to the dark side. Everything that he continues to do in his three different roles, three different businesses, really is allowing us to be better in our field. And so that's why we need him part of our Teach Better community here in our family. Garrett, besides from all that, because we're going to keep getting into this conversation of mastery learning, authenticity, having students build awareness. You know, we've talked about this. It's like my favorite concept ever. You're also a really busy dad. And
I am.
You have a personal life, I think, right? I mean, how do you do it all with all the busy schedule that you have? And I don't know, you have a few kids from what I hear.
I have five. I'm in a blended family. My wife is also an entrepreneur. She owns a salon called Glow Studios, which is awesome. We're both in service-based industries, right? And so, you know, we have to, for me, I know that there are certain things after being 43 years young, thank you very much. You know, I've established some tools in my life that really work for me. I know that I have ADHD. I know that I can leverage that neurodiversity in some ways through obsession, through like grinding in on things that I really love. Thankfully, they're in the benefit to others. And through, you know, tools, I use Trello. When I was working with a company called Alt School way back in the day that was doing some really transformational work around learning management systems and overall pedagogy, we used Trello. And it just got embedded in me. And Trello's just, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar. It's like a sticky board online. And so I root not only my own personal work in that, I also root all my teams across all of businesses in that. So it's one place I can go to see it all. I then have to be really, really, really mindful of my time. I get up at 3:30 every morning, do a little meditation, do a little coffee. And then after that, I'm starting to work with my international partners. I work about, you know, anywhere between 13 and 15 hours a day, but I also work out 5 days a week and do all the things I need to do. At least I try to maintain the energy that it takes. You know, I don't really drink that much. So all of the things that suck the life out of you, I try to limit very, very, very well. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I keep up with everything. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, friends, I have to tell you, I think Garrett has really dedicated some beautiful time to self-reflection and finding a way of life that works for him and also serves others. As a big fan of following you on Instagram, I love the content you're putting out and I love the awareness and lifestyle that you constantly talk about. So you would be a wonderful contact for anybody who is listening, or even if you have a friend that might benefit, anybody who's looking to be a little bit more efficient and effective in not only their life, but in also our lives as educators serving students. So lots of good things to get to here. We're going to transition into our team talk and really get into some of those topics that you love to talk about. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us here on Teach Better Today Morning Show. We are diving into the brain that Garrett has, and there's so much in there, but Garrett, I really would love for you to reflect on your soapbox moment, your soapbox topic, that if you had one thing you wanted our community to take away as they're headed into their Tuesday ahead, right? This is going to be a great day. What should they keep in the back of their mind, not only today, but all week long, as they challenge themselves to reach all learners, even as the end of the school year is coming? What comes to mind for you?
All right, putting the soapbox under me, I would say to everyone out there, no matter what, I know that when you're teaching, it can feel restrictive, it can feel constraining, it can feel stressful. You have all of these jobs. You're a therapist, an educator, just a shoulder to lean on, a motivator. All of these things can really, you know, suck the life out of you. And even more so, the approach to learning we all use in our classrooms, we know doesn't work. But know that no matter what those, you know, formats, those standards, the SOLs, whatever you're doing on the ground, in your classroom is what matters. You can make micro changes in your classroom that will change the lives of children across the world. So no matter what they're trying to do to hold you back, know that they can't be in your classroom every day, that you should be a wild gunslinger out there trying new things and really focusing on connection with your learners. It matters. Some of these kids, as you know, don't have the role models, don't have the people to inspire them. Be those people. Because at the end of the day, this is all we have, guys, is that connection, right? Money doesn't matter. None of it's there when we're gone. I always kind of think about live your life for who's going to be at your funeral. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, change the lives of kids out there. That's what's going to make a difference moving forward. Mm-hmm. Soapbox over.
So good. You know, Garrett, the one question we noted that you always ask at the end of your podcast is, what is smart? And as I listen to different episodes that you've recorded, everybody has their own approach to what is smart or what is not smart, and how that really translates into what this podcast is obviously so successful and has continued to become. Do you have your own answer for what is smart?
I did not expect that one.
I have to say,
I love it. I love it. But you know, I think one of the reasons why I like interviewing people is because I'm uber curious, right? Like I try not to live by this. I used to, but I try now not to live by this model of I've got my mind made up, right? Like you can always learn something and that might change your perspective. And so I've heard all of these amazing people. Even before the podcast, we were having conversations with Harvard's Project Zero. And, you know, we were trying to get Howard Gardner on and all of these things. You learn that there are some through lines. And I think one of the things that I always go back to is smart to me is learning as much as you can about what you're passionate about and applying it to not only life, but to helping people. So there's a bit of fascination or obsession in something, and then the application of that in life. Because I always go back to, if you're lost in the woods with some tribe and you know you don't have any food, you don't have anything, who is smart in that situation? It's not you potentially with the MIT and the this and the that. It's the person with the spear that knows that a certain smell means boar are coming and can, you know, throw a spear from 80 yards away and get food for the night. So there is a piece of, you know, a constant discipline towards something that you're passionate about, and then how that's applied into the world. That is loosely my definition of smart. It changes all the time. One of the things that I loved was Dr. Damien Bebel from Boston College said, smart is contextual and it's evolving. So I definitely love that.
I love that. Friends, before we wrap up today, I want to make sure you can connect with Gary, not only to listen to his podcast, but all the content he's putting out. I could not recommend more following him over on Instagram and other social media outlets. He's constantly putting out not only good advice for educators, but also wonderful advice for parents. So if you fall into either or of those categories, that's going to be a great spot for you to continue to be a learner in the things that matter most. Garrett, how can we stay connected?
You can go to, I have a couple of ways. Instagram is at Wilhelm Garrett. My name flipped because the other one took it. On TikTok, it's at Garrett Wilhelm. On YouTube for the What is Smart podcast, it's at What is Smart podcast. And then you can find it on all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those wonderful things. And yeah, definitely check out the content. I'm here to help. And so like Ray said, if you need to contact me, you can just email me at operations@thegardensfoundation.org. We're happy to chat. We're happy to see how we can help.
I love it. Friends, I always love recommending good people to you, and definitely this is one of them. And Garrett, you should know that, especially now that you've been on the Teach Better Today morning show, you're family through and through, so you can't get out. You're officially a Teach Better family member.
I love it. I love it. The more the merrier in my family, so very much thank you.
Absolutely. I love it. Friends, we hope you have a wonderful day ahead, and if you have anything you need, whether it be support connecting with Garrett, just direct message us, or if you're interested in learning more about something that we've discussed, just feel free to send us a DM. We'll make it happen. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow on Teach Better Today. Bye, guys.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.